Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Pope. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bilardi. Hegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive towards first. Bilardi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garver bunts towards third. Rosen fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rosen. House goes all the way around to score. Garver moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pope. Del Singh reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bilardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Singh scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bilardi moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-2 in the game. Dente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Dente moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-3 in the game. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Velarde settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards right. Kaline fields it and throws to second to catch Avila for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Delsing hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Wayne Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pope bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and has Rosen trapped. There's the throw to Hatfield, who throws back to Boone, who tags Rosen for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Dave Philly now playing right field. Al Smith now playing left field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kaline strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.